That is the UB fight song. Been singing that after some wins this season. 3-0 start for the Bulls. They will play Rutgers out of the Big Ten Saturday at noon. We'll have that game on ESPN 1520. And I am told it is on one of the BTN channels. I only get one BTN Big Ten network, but it's somewhere on one of the BTN channels. We're joined in studio by the Bulls starting quarterback, Tyree Jackson. Welcome. Glad to have you here in studio.
Thank you for having me.
I'll say this now. I've said it before. I didn't realize until I met you at practice one day. You're a big human being, man. You are. Dude is big, right?
That's my review. You walked in, you're like, Jeremy, here's Tyree Jackson. I did the old like head turns and like
you
head
look
looks up. Like, oh.
It's a big guy.
Yeah, you are a giant.
You're not really supposed to. It's not really a question.
Right.
But I just remember.
What's it like being
big,
giant?
You know?
Normal, I guess, to me.
Your feet hang off of beds and stuff? You hit your head on doorways?
When you're around the rest of the team, you know, you don't feel too big, but I guess I am bigger than normal.
But by quarterback standards, you know, I mean, you are, what, 6'7"?
Yeah.
Is what you're listed at? 245-ish, whatever. And I said I'd never met you in person until practice, and I did it again today. He's walking up the stairs outside, coming up to the offices, and I'm like, yeah, I was right the first time. He's really big. So congratulations on being big, I guess is what I'm telling you. So 3-0 start. Let's go there because, you know, for you guys, you know there was a lot of hype about this team this year and some high expectations going into the season. 3-0, living up to the hype. Let's start there and how you guys are feeling about that start. Must be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, we definitely feel great about the 3-0 start. But, you know, after each win, our coaches do a great job of keeping us humble and kind of getting focused on the next week. So after the Eastern Michigan win, we were happy for that time in the locker room. And then we kind of geared toward Rutgers that Sunday and just started preparing then.
Coach is going to say that because that's what coaches do. The coaches are just never happy. And you can tell Lance I said that. But I'm curious because, you know, there hasn't been a lot of winning around here. How do the players handle 3-0? Like, coach can tell you guys, settle down. It's the next game. But, you know, are you guys doing the same thing? Is it hard not to get excited and think about where you could go?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely excited. But, you know, the guys that have kind of came in with Coach Leipold, you know, I've been there the whole 4 years with him. So I'm kind of wired the same way he is. So I'm kind of, all right, next game now. And that's kind of how the whole locker room is. You know, we're all focused on the next game.
Having said that, you know, and there are 9 games left, you have a long way to go. Where is the confidence level of this team? Because you've been around some tough losses here in recent years. Last year, I know you were injured for some of the games, but there have been a number of woulda, coulda, shouldas. Now you're finding a way to win those games. You win at Temple. You're in a dogfight with Eastern. You pull that one out. Where's the confidence level now? Because there are games that this team in the past might have lost some of those games.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely high. Guys definitely believe in themselves and believe in the team. You know, this team, what I tell everyone, this team is so much closer than probably any team I've been on going back to high school. You know, these guys really love each other, and I think that's what makes it easy. You know, when times get tough, like the Temple game, no one in the huddle thought we weren't going to score. You know, guys were excited, and we knew what we had to do. And when you got guys like Anthony Johnson and the offensive line we have, it's just fun.
I want to ask you about Anthony, and actually KJ Osborne too, who's had a great start to the season. But I want to ask you about you, and I'm not blowing smoke up, you know, whatever, because you're here with us, but you know, you have grown a lot, obviously, from year one to year three as a starting quarterback. You just look so much more calm and under control of the offense, your own game, the overall offense, your poise in the pocket. Where do you think, from that game against Albany to where you are now, and you're smiling and laughing, like, where do you think the biggest growth has come in your game?
Just probably maturity. You know, when you're a redshirt freshman, you're just kind of going out there, you think you know a lot, but you don't know a lot. And then looking back now, I probably knew nothing to what I think I know now. So, you know, just having Coach Dabrowski, too, come over from Minnesota, he's done a great job. My quarterback coach, Coach Dabrowski, has really helped me mature as a quarterback and really grown as a passer. And he's really helped me a lot, and I have to give a lot of credit to him. And then, you know, the team kind of grew as well from that year. You know, the offensive line got amazing. You know, those guys are really, really doing a good job now. And then we picked up guys like Anthony Johnson, and then KJ Osborne grew into a role. And, you know, everyone just kind of developed and kind of listened to Coach Leipold. And now we're sitting where we want to be right now.
We're with Tyree Jackson, UB quarterback, joining us here in studio. I did want to ask you about your run stats. I was looking at your numbers the other day. I bet you probably know where I'm going with this. So your first year, you ran like 96 times. And you have legs, you can run. You're a really good runner. And then second year, you cut it in half. It's like 47 runs. You know, this year you have 2 rushes in 3 games. Was there a concerted effort plan? Did they come to you and say, Tyree, we want you to stay in the pocket, anything like that?
No, I mean, I think that we have so many athletes that you just got to get them the ball. You know, we got guys on the outside that can make plays. And, you know, quite frankly, they're a lot more athletic than me, and they can do a lot more with the ball than me. Okay. So just get them the ball. And then we got so many running backs, you know, they need carries. And I think that it's just we came so far as a team that we got guys all around that can make plays, and they just need the ball in their hands.
So when it comes to your legs and your mobility, you just think of it more of keeping plays alive. Like one of your touchdowns the other day, I think you rolled to your right. Maybe it was Osborne. I think you might have hit on a short pass, and then he zipped down. So you think more about, if I have to, I'll get out of the pocket, but I'm still not looking to run. I'm still looking to throw.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I always, you know, use your legs to get out and get the ball to them, you know. Extend plays, that's how I look at it. If you watch guys like Aaron Rodgers, they do a great job of that. When he gets outside of the pocket, that's when a lot of his big plays come, because he's throwing the ball down the field and getting it to, you know, fast guys to make plays.
How much do you watch pro games? Do you watch pro quarterbacks and go, can you pick up things just by watching some of these guys?
Yeah, definitely. You know, watching guys like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, you can pick up a lot. You know, my favorite team is the Packers. You know, I grew up a Packers fan.
Wait a minute. You grew up in Michigan.
I know, but I live on the west side, so it's only a ferry ride over to Green Bay.
Okay, I got you.
And so it's about the same distance to Detroit. But, you know,
and the Lions had a pretty rough.
Yeah.
The Lions have never had a quarterback in your lifetime,
right?
Until Stafford. So, yeah.
I had to make a decision when I was younger. Which one?
Good choice.
Yeah, good choice.
But, yeah, you can definitely pick up a lot watching teams and watching quarterbacks. You know, those guys play at a very high level, and just watching them play and watching the things they do, you can learn a lot.
I also wanted to bring up the Manning Academy. So you got one of the prestigious invitations and you went to the Manning Academy. How much, in terms of your success so far this season, is there a direct correlation between any of that and being at the Manning Academy?
I would say so. You know, you definitely, being around the top quarterbacks in the country and just kind of working out with each other and then learning from Peyton and Eli and Archie, you know, it kind of gives you more confidence, you know, that you can play at a high level, and those guys around you kind of, and we all keep in touch with each other. So we're always talking to each other and kind of just building each other up and hyping each other up. So, I mean, it's fun, and I think that it helped a lot. And just as far as what I learned, I probably wouldn't have learned without going there.
Can you give me Peyton's cell number? I'd love to get in a group text. No? Okay. You know, but so what are the, you said Peyton and Eli and Archie were all there. What are some of the most important things you learned from those guys?
Just really about how to carry yourself. Those guys, you know, when they walk in, they kind of set the mood for the whole room. And just being a quarterback, you kind of have to be that. You have to be in control, and you have to be, you know, you have to act like that all the time, whether you're in class, whether you're just walking around campus, you gotta act like the quarterback. And I think that, and along with watching film, how they watched it and how they broke it down, they kind of explained that to us, and that helped a lot too.
You know, Tyree, the quarterback has to have a certain level of swagger, you know, at that position. I mean it in a good way, not a bad way. Did you, from a mental standpoint or a self-confidence standpoint, when you're at the academy and you're there with these guys from Power Five leagues, the Jared Stidhams of the world and all these guys and the kid from Georgia, do you walk away feeling better about yourself and having a little more swagger and like, hey, I'm right here with these guys in the Power Five league guys, you know, I can do this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you get the chance to, you know, compete with guys that are in big conferences and play big time football and big games, you know, it builds your confidence when you're out there and you're going throw for throw with each other. And so, I mean, it was definitely good, but it was just good to, you know, bond with those guys and build a good relationship with them as well. And I think that it was a very positive trip for me.
The other thing I want to ask you about was Jordan Palmer, who we had on the show back in April because he had done some work with not only Josh Allen, but I think Sam Darnold as well in draft prep. You worked with Jordan Palmer too. What was that like and what did you learn from him?
Oh, yeah, it was a great experience. You know, Jordan's a great guy, and he's great on the whiteboard with just learning coverages and plays and stuff like that. But then he's a good guy. He's always there if you need him, and, you know, he always has great advice. And I was very thankful to work out with him because I definitely learned a lot. And then as far as just the game of football, he helped me a lot as well.
All right, now I'm going to apologize because if Lance is listening, he is going to hate me for bringing this up. Absolutely hate
me. All right.
Go ahead. What do you think?
No, go ahead.
You go online and look at mock drafts at all? Like, you know what people are saying about you in terms of, pro potentially? I mean, look, scouts, you guys had to notice scouts were at your training camp. We're coming to your practices every day.
I mean, I don't think we really noticed too much. As players, we just kind of go out and play. And, you know, as far as me, I'm just focused on one game at a time and just preparing for Rutgers. And if I'm worried about anything else other than preparing for Rutgers or getting better individually, then, you know, I'm not doing a good job of being the quarterback of UB. And, you know, that's really what I'm focused on, is just preparing each week.
Actually, I did it as a setup. I did it just to make Lance happy, because I'm sure he wanted to hear that exact response. Like, tell him, shut up. No, I'm not thinking about that stuff. I got Rutgers on Saturday. We're undefeated, for goodness sake. Before we let you go, no offense to Anthony Johnson, but he is getting a lot of press, a lot of ink as an incredible receiver. Well-deserved. K.J. Osborne, to me anyway, has been a revelation so far this season. I know he had a big year last year, but he's off to an even more monstrous start this year. What do you like about K.J., and what's it like having two really top-notch receiving weapons out there? It's got to be really tough for opposing defenses. You can't shut both guys down.
Yeah, you know, I came in with K.J. Me and him are in the same grade, so we have a great relationship, you know. Me and him have a great chemistry. We've done so much extra work. I don't even know if I could realize how much. So me and him have a great relationship, and seeing him grow into the role he has this year is just great. And we all knew it was going to happen in the program. We knew how good he was. It was just a matter of time before, you know, he had these breakout games, and you know, he's going to continue to play well. And it's a blessing to have those guys. And then, you know, we got a lot of other guys too. We got Charlie Jones, who kind of stepped up the first two games as a freshman and had two touchdowns. And then we got Antonio Nunn and George Rushing from Wisconsin, who are also making plays. So it's been fun, and we got a lot of athletes out there. So coach has done a great job recruiting.
You know what? It's not – I mean, it's not Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. But honestly, Patrick Mahomes, excuse me, you got it good. You know, I mean, I think you know that too. You've got an offensive line that pretty much gives you a clean pocket. You've got incredible depth at running back. You've got multiple options at wide receiver and tight end as well. This is clearly the best offense you've had in 3 years.
Yeah, I'm very thankful. You know, the offensive line has done a great job. You know, they're just now getting talked about recently, but I've been telling people since the summer that, like, they were going to be very good. You know, those guys are real experienced, and I knew they were going to do good. And just having the athletes, like you said, I have around me is just – it's fun. You know, those guys can really play, and it's been fun so far.
Well, congratulations, and you know, keep up the good work. Continued success. Good luck Saturday, against Rutgers, and then beyond in the MAC.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.